The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
All right, welcome back to Bob Burney Live. I do my very best to put out a quality product every day concerning this program. I am going to break all the rules of radio quality right now. I'm going to do something you should never, ever do. But I'm not sure how else to do it. You may have heard about the 911 call yesterday that came in to the Columbus 911 dispatch. An individual was in his car in downtown Columbus. He was surrounded by people who were blocking the road, and he felt threatened. And he was asking for the police to come. He couldn't move. The protesters wouldn't do anything. And the 911 operator said, sorry, the mayor has issued a stand-down order. Can't help you. And if I hadn't heard it myself, wouldn't believe it. Now, Chris Long evidently emailed it to me, but it probably went into my spam filter, and I can't even get to that until tomorrow. It comes up a day late. So he texted it to me on my phone. And I could probably do it somehow, some way, but I can't figure out how to email it to Jeff or to get it into our system to play it on the air. So like I said, you never, ever, ever play audio out of a phone into the microphone on the air. But that's exactly what I'm going to do. It's clear. It's loud. I think you'll be able to hear it. So here is, and again, I apologize in advance for violating all the rules of quality radio. I'm going to play it on my phone, hold it up to the microphone, and I am hoping that you'll be able to hear it. It is absolutely shocking. Here it is.
Columbus Police, Tech 27.
Yes, I got traffic being stopped and impeded on I Street by a bunch of people that are parking their cars sideways and having a party.
Where is it at?
It's on High Street.
Do you have an intersection?
Right around Broad Street.
Okay, yeah, it's going to be out of the protest downtown. I'll let them know, but...
That's a protest? They're riding their motorcycles popping wheelies and...
Yep, we were told by our mayor to stand down, so the mayor has given them full reins of the streets.
You've got to be kidding me.
Nope, we were told to stand down, so I could give you the telephone number for the mayor's hotline if you'd like.
Oh, that's what I need. That's what I need.
Okay, hold on a second. Sorry, give me one second here. It's going to be 614 645 2489.
2489.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
All right.
Well, there you have it. I think you could hear it clearly. Person downtown. Now, I have no idea what kind of danger they were in. But if you are in your car surrounded by protesters and your way is blocked, you can't move, I would be frightened, wouldn't you? And so this individual calls 911 in Columbus, Ohio. And a 911 dispatcher, an employee of the police department, says, sorry, the mayor has given a stand-down order and given, I forgot the exact words, free rein to the protesters downtown. Now, the mayor's office has denied that. And I don't know whether we will hear anything more about this phone call, but I can almost guarantee you that 911 operator, if they are not without a job, they will be probably by the end of the day. Now, Chris Long, that we were just talking to, received that from Larry Householder, the Speaker of the House here in the state of Ohio. And he is not a happy camper. And I can't imagine that anybody listening to that 911 call would be a happy camper. Now, I can understand if the 911 operator said, you know, the police are really busy and this is a very delicate situation. Do you really feel threatened? Do you really feel in danger? But she just said, sorry, can't do it. The mayor has issued a stand down order, giving the protesters free rein to do basically whatever they want to do. If you were listening on Tuesday or Wednesday, when the mayor issued the executive order to the police that they cannot use tear gas, pepper spray, rubber bullets, they can use absolutely nothing against protesters. If you were listening, I told you it's going to get worse. Now, let me go on record again saying, I support fully peaceful protest. I do. Taking over a downtown, shutting it down, no. Violence, looting, robbery, defacing public property, absolutely not. We, folks, we're at a real crossroads in America. We really are. Us in the white community must be more sensitive to our black brothers and sisters. We must be more sensitive. And in that vein, today is Juneteenth. Now, most people, until last year, maybe the year before, and very possibly until this year, had never heard of Juneteenth. Well, what in the world is Juneteenth? That is the day that slavery actually ended. It's not the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation, but the day that slavery actually ended in America. You know what? We should celebrate it. There's a move to make it a national holiday. I would support that. The ending of the buying and selling of other human beings, treating them not like humans but property, the day that that ended is one of the most important days in all of American history. I would have no problem declaring Juneteenth a national holiday. It should be celebrated not just by the black community, but the white community. The end of that horrible national sin. Now, again, we have to be balanced. The percentage of people in America that were actually slaveholders is actually very small. The majority of Americans never did own slaves. Does that diminish the horror of slavery? No, but it puts it into context. And I think it's very important that we keep all of this in context. And now is the time to listen. It is not a time to destroy. It is not a time to give in to radical forces who not just want equal rights, but to destroy the very American way of life and our constitutional form of government. And there are a whole host of people who literally want to do that, and I can prove it. And so it's a difficult time. ultimately, we pray that God will bring healing and reconciliation. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
All right, let me give you a quick update to a story that the mainstream media went hysterical about. And that was the firing of the captain of the USS Theodore Roosevelt aircraft carrier. Those of you who follow the news at all, remember that Captain Brett Crozier was relieved of duty as the captain of the USS Theodore Roosevelt. At least originally it was understood, because he wrote a critical email about how the Navy and President Trump was handling the COVID-19 crisis. And he said that they had an outbreak on the aircraft carrier and he didn't think he was getting the help that he needed and so forth. And it was a public email. And he got fired immediately. Well, because he violated Navy policy. When you're in leadership and you have complaints, you don't call the press. But anyway, I digress. There was no indication whatsoever that President Trump had anything whatsoever to do with his firing. No evidence at all. None, zero, zip, zilch, nada, none. But the news media went crazy. Do you remember that? Trump gets captain fired. Captain who disagrees with the commander-in-chief gets fired. They were just all over it, going crazy, going hysterical. There goes that crazy wild man Trump destroying someone who disagrees with him again. Remember that? Then the Navy did a preliminary investigation and recommended, that's the key word, recommended he be reinstated in its preliminary investigation. And again, the news media went crazy, slap in the face to the president. The Navy has overruled the president in the firing of Captain Brett Crozier. Now again, there was never any evidence presented by anyone that Trump had anything whatsoever to do with his firing. None. But the news media, slap in the face to President Trump. Navy gets even with the interference of President Trump. Well, the complete investigation is now finished. And the Navy has decided to uphold the firing of Captain Crozier. After a thorough investigation, the Navy decided he was unfit to serve as captain. He violated many procedures. He did not take the control that he should have of his ship. He implied that the Department of the Navy refused his request for off-board hospital rooms in either Guam or South Korea. Anyway, after a thorough investigation, it has been determined by the Secretary of the Navy that the accusations against the captain were sufficient to relieve him of duty. I watched a part of the news conference with the Secretary of the Navy, and he read off a long list of missteps by this captain. and things that he said that just simply weren't true. And the Secretary of the Navy had abundant proof to back up his findings. Now, he has not been thrown out of the Navy. It looks like he's going to continue in the Navy, but he will not be the captain of a ship probably ever again. Now, here's my question. Will any mainstream news source apologize to the president? I asked that question tongue thoroughly fit into my large cheek. Of course they won't. Of course they won't. And then there's this story, this whole politically correct thing. And I want to say this carefully, and I want to say it cautiously. I think I have made my position on racism, bigotry, prejudice absolutely clear. Hate it, despise it, condemn it in any way, shape, or form. All right? I don't condone any kind of racism, any kind of bigotry, any type of prejudice. And I have spent my entire ministry standing against it. Okay? But it is fascinating to watch how a bunch of white people are trying to appease black people in absolutely ridiculous ways that will not help the situation at all. Mayor Ginther ordering the statue of Christopher Columbus. Here is a white mayor trying to prove how inclusive he is. And then you've got Quaker Oats, which is run by a bunch of white people, determined to remove Aunt Jemima. Well, get this. The great-grandson of one of the original Aunt Jemimas is outraged. He says, in a quote, "This is an injustice for me and my family. This is part of my history. The racism they talk about using images from slavery, that comes from the other side. That comes from the white people." He said, "It hurts to know that Quaker Foods' answer to current events in America is to erase my great-grandmother's history." The great-grandson is a 66-year-old ex-Marine veteran, and he is the great-grandson of Anna Short Harrington, and he is not happy at all that in the name of political correctness, his great-grandmother's legacy is going to be destroyed.